Have we finally seen some light in the Mariah Tessa relationship saga that we've been waiting to see for so many weeks? And what's Chelsea up to? Stay tuned for this week's Restless Wrap.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey everybody, I'm Rachel Goodman, your host for Restless Wrap. You can find me on Instagram or Twitter at Rach Goodman, or on Facebook at Rachel Ann Goodman. We also have our Facebook page at Restless Wrap. You can go over there, like, follow, and you'll always be up to date on the link for the show. So if you haven't already and you're watching this, I would definitely suggest going over there to at Restless Wrap. We've actually been having some conversations this week, too. Speaking of, I want to give a shout out to Tiffany Kozlowski. She has been, we've been having a conversation about YNR this entire week. She's been full of insight. So I'm going to read some of her comments and give her a shout out. So she had a couple things to say that are definitely worth mentioning. Well, everything's worth mentioning, but here are some of the highlights. So much Tessaraya drama. It's only Monday. My favorite scene today, oh, I don't know. It's a toss-up between the Noah and Mariah scenes and the Tessa and Mariah scenes. But then again, what Tessa had to say to Devon about the kiss was very heartwarming to see. On a side note, I really don't like Ashley in the slightest. I will say, though, it really makes me happy to see Noah and Mariah moving forward. Definitely. And we had this week, first of all, I just want to say it was movie week in Genoa City, apparently, because we got to see Lily and Kane on a date in a movie theater. And then we also saw, in a very touching moment, Mariah and Noah go to see a superhero movie that sounded pretty epic, by the way. When we saw that intro music to that movie, I actually was curious what they were watching. I mean, superheroes. Also, I want to give a shout out to everyone in the chat right now. We have Heavy Joe, Aaron Brody, JS Dog Fan, Turtle Slayer, Turtleman, Don't mind me. Klex Anvers Love, who's also Tiffany, whose comments I just read. And Candace Mack is here too. Hi, Candace. So thank you all for joining. I know it's Super Bowl Sunday and I am on prime real estate time right now. So thank you all for watching live. Or just in general for watching the show, but especially for the people watching live when we have the Super Bowl going on right now. Let's see. Turtle Slayer Turtleman says, hello, Zach here. I posted a link to this live stream on Young and the Restless Canada Facebook page. We're just about to hit 20,000 followers. Wow. Thank you so much, Zach. That is completely appreciated. And I'm just glad that you guys all join in. So let's get to this week's craziness and everything that's going on. I feel like the first thing to talk about and to really touch on is everything going on with Devon, Hillary, Tessa, and Mariah. So at the start of the week, we officially had Hillary kind of going through these different perspective businesses who going kind of like arranging with them for someone to go and buy her business. So it's kind of sounding like even before it happened, it kind of seemed like Devon was going to be the one to buy it. But Mariah is very worried what this is going to mean because clearly, if another company that's bigger than GC Buzz buys GC Buzz, it could mean that Mariah loses her job. So she's pretty worried about this. She does not want to be jobless again. And meanwhile, Hillary seems to be kind of, like we know from the past couple of weeks, that she wants to have a future secured for her baby. So this is something she needs to do. Otherwise, she is not going to have the finances to support a child the way that she wants to. So we see Hillary getting an offer from another woman, even though we know that she already was starting to talk with Devon. But what really wins Hillary over is that Devon tells her, all right, you know, it's fine. Like, I can't, Hamilton Winters, we can't match the funds that some of the other companies are saying they're going to pay you. However, what I can do that no one else is going to do is I can work with you because I know you. And so it's a much more personalized experience. And the way that Devon was talking to Hillary, it was very heartwarming and sweet. And I was very happy that Hillary decided to go down that path and have Devon be the offer that she accepted. So we have a couple of comments here. Well, Charlene Sernagel says, trying to watch the Super Bowl and listen at the same time. I completely understand JS Dog Fan multitasking. Charlene says, does Hillary know that Mariah had a thing for Tessa? And you know what? I don't think so. And at different parts of this week, I actually thought that Hillary, that Mariah, rather, was about to tell Hillary why she didn't want GC Buzz to buy, or sorry, why she didn't want Hamilton Winters to acquire GC Buzz. I was waiting for Mariah to get to that point where she would tell Hillary. Obviously, they don't have the best relationship, but correct me if I'm wrong, anyone in the chat sensed this differently than me. What I'm sensing is that even though Mariah and Hillary have a really, they fight and they don't seem to get along, I'm sensing that there's a development happening between them, that even though there's bickering all the time, they're actually starting to develop, some kind of sort of an understanding with each other. And they almost feel like they're developing some kind of friendship, even though right now it's full of bickering and full of arguments. And obviously they don't see eye to eye on a lot of things, but I don't think it's as toxic as what it used to be. When I first started watching the show back in May, I sensed that Hillary and Mariah just could not stand each other and that they kind of were at each other's throat, especially Hillary, who was kind of, doing spiteful things. Now I sense that it's bickering, but Hillary is in a different place. Clex Anver's Love says, if Hillary were to find out, that will be terrifying. I'm slightly worried what Hillary will do when she finds out about Mariah and how she feels about Tessa and the history there. But no, I don't think that I don't think that Hillary knows at this point. Devon obviously does, but not Hillary. Turtle Slayer, I don't believe so either. Leslie Falu says, actually, she had a hunch last summer something was going on with them. When she finds out, I don't think she'll react badly. Yeah, she thinks that there's been multiple times where she has had that hunch, but I'm not sure that Hillary thinks the hunch is actually what it is. I think she might think it's something else. I don't see her reacting badly either, to be quite honest. I see her giving a reaction. I just don't think it's going to be a bad one. The reaction might be more like Hillary's aha moment, because everything will finally click for her. Why Mariah doesn't want Hamilton Winters to acquire GC Buzz, why she doesn't want to be around Tessa, why Mariah and Tessa had a falling out, why Mariah and Noah seem to have a falling out, which Hillary saw at the restaurant. Charlene, I think Hillary's just waiting to turn bad again. That could be true, too. Aaron Brody, I think Hillary won't judge Mariah. She probably would goad because Mariah isn't with Devon anymore, so Hillary can have Devon to herself now. Yeah, that's a valid point. I definitely think that, if anything, Hillary would probably be relieved, because she was, even though she never admitted this, Hillary was very upset when Mariah was dating Devon. Candace, February 20th, Kevin returns. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I like Kevin as a character. Charlene, Hillary doesn't wear good well. I like evil Hillary. She definitely made things more interesting when she was evil. Well, sorry, I'll put evil in quotes, because I don't think even on her worst day, I don't think she's quite evil. She just did a lot of manipulative things that made me really not like her when I was first starting to watch. Now, I don't know. I have a lukewarm feeling when it comes to Hillary. I do want Hillary with Devon, though. What does everyone in the chat think? Do you think that Hillary and Devon should get back together? Clex Amber's Love, I'm not saying that Hillary will react badly per se, but I mean, at the end of the day, she is Hillary. She could use it as an angle for her show, and that's completely true. And you know what? Hillary might think somehow she's doing something good, and then it turns out to be bad anyway. Candace, well, Days taped 6 months in advance, so Greg will be on there in March or April, but he has filmed, he also can do Y&R. Okay, so let's get into a little bit more with Tessa and Mariah. So we kind of touched on everything going on with Hillary and how Devon, basically, he does acquire GC Buzz. And almost instantly, there are problems. They celebrate. And the important thing about this celebration is that when we see Tessa and Mariah coming together again, we, you know, obviously Mariah is giving a lot of pushback to this because of what's happened, and she really doesn't want anything to do with Tessa. And Tessa does try a couple times to kind of smooth things over with Mariah, and she even says there's this conversation in Crimson Lights between Tessa and Mariah where Tessa tries to smooth things over, and basically at first this is kind of, I guess this is more was Tessa's angry stage before she tried to smooth things over. But first she goes, this is in Crimson Lights, "You must feel vindicated to see me lose everything." This is Tessa. "You finally got what you want." And obviously the reaction that we got from Mariah was, "How could you say this? This is definitely not true. I never wanted you to lose everything that you had." And she basically says that's a terrible thing to say. "For the record, I didn't get what I wanted, not even close." And so I think it was this conversation that I think changed a lot of things for Tessa too, because for some reason, I guess she thought that Mariah was being spiteful when she told Devon not to use the song, when Mariah, it wasn't spite, it was just that they were her words. And Tessa ends up saying something along the lines of, "Maybe it's not too late for us." And here's my problem with that. Now that Noah has dumped Tessa and Tessa has no place to live, now Tessa's going to Mariah and saying, "Maybe it's not too late for us." Now, I don't know if she meant that in a platonic way or if she meant it romantically, but it feels like Tessa, and this could just be me. I know there's a lot of people who love Tessa, and I could see that perspective as well. But in another way, it almost feels like Tessa, now that she's down on her luck, now she kind of needs someone. So she's saying, "Hey, maybe it's not too late." And of course, Mariah, I'm glad that she kind of just responded with, "No, too many things have happened. It is too late." Now, I want Tessa and Mariah together, especially after everything unfolded this week. But just seeing the way that this happened, it kind of annoyed me with Tessa, because how could she expect after everything that happened, especially what Tessa did with the journal, that Mariah would just be willing to just kind of snap her fingers and forgive her and be good to go? No, it doesn't work like that. Tubby Joe says, this is about Hillary. "Hillary is completely wrong. It was not in the deal for her to be an executive. The deal is done. She can't back out of it." Yeah, and that's what the issue was. Hillary wanted an office, and she didn't have one. And she kind of wanted to be an executive and treated that way. And if that's what she wanted, she should have read the contract, because I don't think that was anything stated in there. And if it was, let me know, but not as far as what I understood. Charlene, "Tessa is not my favorite, trying to use everyone to better herself." Leslie, "A follow, but she made it known that there was something going on between them for a while. For some reason, the show decided to make it act like Hillary doesn't know. She knows, but she doesn't know. Weird." Oh, okay. Well, I guess we'll find out eventually if Hillary knows or not. Brittany Duran, "Who else thinks Devon and Hillary will have a baby?" I definitely think that's what's going to happen. I think that they're pushing that 150%. I think that Devon is going to offer to be the sperm donor, and that's how it's going to work. But if that is not how it works, I think that they're going to fall in love again and get together, and then they're going to have a baby together. But I think that's 150% what's going to happen. Predictions. Let's see. Aaron Brody, "Poor Mariah. She's so nice. After being screwed over by Tessa, she still helps get out to try to get her an apartment. What a good person she is." Yeah, and we'll get to that part. But Mariah does seem like she's about to forgive Tessa for everything, or at least let some of it go. Charlene, "Mariah deserves someone good in her life, male or female." I 100% agree with you, Charlene. And I like Tessa and Mariah together if we know that Tessa is not going to, like, screw her over again. But, I think Mariah just needs someone nice who's going to treat her the right way, regardless of who it is. Just someone nice that, you know, she can share that connection with. JS Dogfan, "Did anyone else notice this week Hillary was touching her stomach as if she was pregnant? Maybe she is or maybe she isn't. Nuts. Interesting. I didn't personally notice that, but I could believe it. Clux Anvers, Mariah breaks my heart. She's definitely my favorite character, and everything she's going through makes me so sad, especially in those moments. And yeah, Mariah is my favorite character too, so that's why, like, it, you know, it hurts so much to see her going through this. I don't know. I just don't relate to Tessa as much. I think because she just doesn't seem like she's as trustworthy, whereas Mariah, she is very loyal and wouldn't break that trust with someone that she cares about. Hubby Joe, Hillary's nuts. Maria Cordova, we really need Tessa's backstory. I have a feeling she doesn't like to be alone. That could be it too, that maybe she is codependent, and now that Noah's left her, she needs someone, and she's going to cling on to Mariah because she knows that if she tries, Mariah will probably accept her. Aaron Brody, I told you Tessa was an opportunist. Definitely. Leslie, those four together are a messy mess. That's true. All right. So let's touch a little bit more on Tessa and Mariah, and then we can move on to a few of the other characters. So basically, at this celebration party when GC Buzz and when Hamilton Winters acquires GC Buzz, they have the celebration party, and Devon and Hillary, they're obviously, especially Devon, are trying to get Tessa and Mariah to talk because they know whatever they think. I mean, obviously, Devon knows the whole thing. Hillary knows there's something up to, regardless of whether she knows exactly what it is or not. She might, but she definitely knows something's up. So they leave them alone, and they try to get Hillary and Devon try to get Mariah and Tessa to talk. But Mariah isn't having it because she just can't do it after everything that they went through. And so she just leaves, and I respect that because it's one thing to work with someone, but you don't, first of all, this whole thing was forced upon Mariah. She doesn't want to have to deal with Tessa. Hillary kind of knew this because Mariah, without saying what it was, did kind of let it slip out. So yeah, this is very unfair to Mariah. But eventually, when Devon has Tessa and Mariah, he basically calls a meeting and then has them talk. And at that point, Mariah is about to walk away again. But I think the difference is that with Tessa, she brings up they both kind of bring up the song. And Tessa says she refers to it as our song. And that's another big thing that's kind of transpired this week, is that Tessa has actually admitted that what she did was wrong. She should never have done it. And I think that's part of what Mariah was waiting for. It wasn't just that Tessa did this. It was that Tessa didn't give her the apology that she deserved. And I think that helped clear a lot of the air between them as well. Clex Anvers Love, I did read that they are supposed to get together, and it's supposed to happen this month. I'm really hoping it's this week. But Friday is my birthday, so that would be amazing. Oh, well, happy birthday in advance. And yeah, let's hope that it does happen soon. Leslie, Mariah's already falling in love again with Tessa. Once she said she could never hate Tessa, you saw the glaze in her eyes and she's fighting for her. Maria Cordova, I was glad to hear Tessa say the words, I'm sorry. It was a long time coming. Terrell Bellinger, hi, Rachel. Not happy with the way Devon found out about the Mariah and Tessa business. He needs to be his own person when it comes to finding true love. And then Xander says, I love Devon. He's such an amazing guy. And even the fact that he's playing matchmaker, why does he have to be such a good guy? So finally, we get toward the end of this week with Tessa and Mariah. And they actually, this is when the fighting between Hillary and Devon is starting. And we kind of catch some moments between Tessa and Mariah where they're kind of laughing at this together. And plus, Mariah discovers that Tessa is basically, she can kind of infer that Tessa is sleeping there at the office and doesn't have a place to live. And the only thing that's pretty awful is that Tessa, when Mariah confronts her about it, Tessa doesn't admit anything. She just says, yeah, I'm renting a room across the hall, down the road or something, or not far from here, which I guess technically is not exactly a lie, because not far from here, well, just happens to be right in this very room. My question is, though, how is it possible that no one has discovered that Tessa is actually sleeping there and living in the office, number one. But then number two, how, I mean, I'm guessing that Tessa goes down to the gym and showers, because where else would she find a shower? And I don't see, I'm guessing toiletries are in there somewhere too. And then how does she get food? And all these random questions, knowing that Tessa is just sleeping in the building, because I know, like, she's gonna get her paycheck from Devon eventually, but it kind of sounded like Devon wasn't gonna, there was no last paycheck to give her from the recording deal, because actually Tessa owed Devon money. So then where is she getting money right this moment to eat? It's kind of scary if you think about it, but I guess it's implied that she already got paid from the new position and she has enough to get some food until the next paycheck. Alan McLaurin, hi there. How do you want JD? Do you want JT to stay on longer on YNR? I think the question is. Yeah, I have a feeling, and we kind of talked about this last week too, with JT. I have a feeling that he's going to kind of reveal that he's dying from that heart condition. And that's kind of how he's going to end up getting off the show. But I don't know. I hope that doesn't happen, because I really like JT. I like his relationship with Victoria. As someone who has not watched the soaps back when Colleen was on, I didn't know everything that we kind of found out this week about Colleen and how she had passed away. And it was just really touching to hear more of this backstory with JT. Okay, so final thoughts on Tessa Mariah, and then we will move on and we'll touch on JT and Victoria, because there was a lot with that this week. Okay, so pretty much as I was just saying with Mariah and Tessa, Mariah finds out that Tessa is sleeping there. She confronts her. Tessa lies. That's kind of where we ended things, except for the fact that we know that Tessa and Mariah are in a better place now. They're kind of building towards something new. We don't know exactly if that's going to be a friendship or what it's going to be, but it seems like they are doing better than they have been these last couple of months. Last thing to mention, too, with Mariah is kind of what I mentioned at the start of the show. Mariah and Noah finally talked, and they ended up on good enough terms to go and see that superhero movie. So power to them for getting over the past, and or at least trying to get over the past. And it was a really touching moment to see them together watching a movie. That was just very, very sweet. Okay, so let's touch on JT and Victoria. JT's storyline kind of starts to get into everything going into, you know, with Chelsea. So let's touch on JT, Victoria first, and Ashley. And then we'll talk about Chelsea and what's going on with that, because it's kind of crazy. Okay, so Victoria, the start of the week, Victoria walks in. She discovers that Ashley Abbott is in her office. What fun. And they have a very, sparkling conversation, which basically leads to Victoria leaving the office and saying that she's going to work from home because Ashley has told her that she wants to make some changes with Brash and Sassy. And there isn't much Victoria can say, because when Victoria had Brash and Sassy on her own, Ashley knew that Brash and Sassy was having all kinds of problems. So, Ashley wants to make some changes, and Brash and Sassy has sort of just become her project. So then Victoria confronts Victor, who Victor admits that he gave Ashley Brash and Sassy, just like it means nothing. And it's like, Victor, come on, like, tell your children what you're doing first. You're going to push them against you. He just, for someone who's supposed to be so smart, Victor never handles things the right way. Obviously, Victor, Victor just tells Victoria, yep, I did it. Kind of like, so what? And eventually Victoria goes home. And she's talking to JT, who obviously agrees with her that the situation is terrible, and Victor shouldn't have done this to her. But the big thing is that Victor comes to the house and basically tells Victoria that he's grooming her to take over his company. Now, my problem with Victor saying that is that I think I've heard this before. Maybe he didn't exactly say it to Abby, but he kind of implied it to Abby. And look how that turned out. He ended up putting Victoria in that spot and kind of kicking Abby to the curb a little bit. So I don't know. I don't trust Victor. I don't think Victoria should either, but she probably, I mean, she still seemed like she was a little bit, you know, obviously very upset because Brash and Sassy is hers, but it feels like there isn't much she can do aside from taking a stand and going to Paris to look over Brash and Sassy. And now it's going to get to a point where Abby is going to be put in the middle. Victoria made it sound like she was going to go to Paris to talk to Abby before Ashley did. My thinking is, though, I have sensed so much tension between Abby and Victoria. Why would Abby ever take Victoria's side after all the tension? She's going to go with her mom. She has less issues with Ashley. There's just no, like, I don't see this working in Victoria's favor because, and I don't see why Victoria would think it would. Her and Abby just don't. They've already had tension. Everything that happened with the sex scandal where Victoria threw Abby under the bus, basically. And then even after all that, just the fact that Victoria stepped in the first place and kind of took the role Abby thought she was going to be getting. Clex Amber's love. Oh, while we're discussing Victor and Nikki, can we talk about the Cougar Nikki and how genuinely wrong that entire situation is? This is what I'm going to say about Cougar Nikki. I was already starting to not like her. I used to like Nikki as a character, but she has just grown. Like, the more I watch Nikki, like, I really liked the scenes with her and Jack. And at that point, I liked her because she was getting away from Victor. But as I was warned, Nikki always goes back to Victor. And yeah, of course, it happened again. And now, one, Nikki telling Ashley that she could basically, like, have sex with her husband. Okay, that's, like, strange. Like, the fact that Nikki would have to call this lunch meeting to tell Ashley she could sleep with her husband is weird enough, number one. Number two, yeah, that whole cougar thing, very strange. And I don't know, the more I see Nikki, the more she kind of annoys me and I don't like her character. Hubby Joe, Nikki is a horrible person. Leslie, oh, sorry, that was just saying hi to Aaron. Terrell says, so sad that Chelsea's leaving the canvas soon. Does it mean that Nick and Sharon will finally get back together? I would love for Nick and Sharon to get back together. Now that Nick is older and Sharon's older, I feel like they're both in the right place to actually, like, mentally to be together. And I would love for that to happen. I think, okay, Leslie says that's about to change next week. Mariah and Noah, I'm assuming she... Leslie, I'm assuming you mean that Mariah and Noah are about to get on bad terms again. Clex Amber's love, just the way their stories are right now, I don't know all about them, but the way Chelsea is lying to everyone who's trying to genuinely have her back. And Ashley, I don't like how she's threatening Victoria's job. Yeah, I'm not especially big on Ashley. I like Jack over Ashley at this point. That could change. Things seem to change over the course of a couple of months on soaps. Characters you like right now, in 3 to 4 months' time, you might not like them anymore. Well, maybe you will, but sometimes I feel like the personalities, not the personalities, but the way the character's acting changes a little bit. So, yeah, because I used to like Nikki, and now I don't like Nikki. Jack, I like. Chelsea, I never especially thought good or bad of her. I don't like Chelsea with Nick, even though Nick really... I mean, he obviously says he loves her and everything. Carter Blake, how is Victor still alive after all these years? I don't know, but I will say this. He loves to say okay. Aaron Brody, I can't believe Victor just hired Ashley without telling Victoria. Charlene, Victor is a horrible father. I agree with both those things so much. Aaron Brody, I would have cussed someone out if I walked in and saw someone at my desk. Yeah, someone at your desk, let alone someone who, as far as you know, is still part of the competition. I don't know. Yeah, because if Victoria didn't know that Ashley was working there, I mean, I guess she knew that Ashley wasn't with Jabot anymore. Maybe, I'm not sure, because they never really established that. But just the fact that, yeah, Victoria walks in, someone's in her office, it's Ashley Abbott, and yeah. No, not yeah. I would be really angry. Clex Amber's love. I was Phyllis in that moment, just there and be like, what just happened? I love that she confronted her though. I really like Phyllis. Abby and Scott will be back in the summertime. That makes sense. JS Dog Fan, Nikki and Victor are always on each other's in each other's orbits. They are one of the old super couples from the late 70s. Yeah, and I see that, and I get the fact that they're always going to be Nikki and Victor, but it's just kind of strange what they're doing with the storyline right now, where Nikki and Victor are together, but they're not really, and it's unofficial, but you can sense that there's tension. I don't know. I just, you know, it's kind of just, to me, it that storyline bugs me. Terrell says, I've heard YNR is looking for ways to bring back the character of Genevieve Atkinson now that Jeannie Francis has been controversially let go from General Hospital. Interesting. That will be, yeah, that'll be interesting. I am not familiar with that character, or, yeah, I'm not familiar with that character, so that'll be interesting to see them. Okay, so just to kind of move along here, Nick basically, I just want to mention this really quickly and we'll get into JT. Nick runs into JT. At first, Nick basically just says his piece that he doesn't want JT to be with his sister because JT is just getting over this divorce. But then Nick and JT end up bonding because Nick ends up basically, well, JT is talking about Colleen, the woman that he basically said, you know, he thought he was going to spend the rest of his life with, but she died. And then Nick mentions that Christian's mom died, and they obviously have something to bond over. So I kind of really liked that moment. I really like Nick as a character. I like JT as a character. So it makes me happy when characters like that actually bond and there's no fighting. Even though, yeah, I get it, it's a soap. There needs to be fighting. But in moments like that, it makes me very happy. Aaron, so do Nikki and Victor have an open marriage now? That's kind of what I think. I think that the way that Nikki and Victor set this up, they want it to look like, maybe to the outside world in the media, that they're super happy and they're this power couple. But then, you know, unofficially, it's an open marriage where they're not really together and that they're dating other people. But it was still just really weird that Nikki would talk to Ashley about that without saying it and basically say, you're free to date my husband. Have at it. Like, why? Why do you even have to have that conversation? And the way that Nikki made it, like, she just made it so dramatic. In that moment, I was like, I was all with Ashley there. Ashley was like, okay. I loved Ashley's reaction. It was very perfect. Clex Anvers, in the words of Nikki, they no longer subscribe to the traditional restrictions of marriage. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so then we have these scenes with JT and Reed where they're starting to bond over music, which I also thought was lovely. And as this is happening, we kind of get the other story, which has, you know, has kind of been happening before this and while this is happening, with... basically, we see that Hillary bought this, I guess this black dress that didn't fit her the right way, and it was supposed to be a Chelsea 2.0 dress. So, one, I love that they hinted that there was something wrong with the dress in that moment, because obviously Chelsea 2.0, it's known for not fitting in a weird way. So then Hillary, she went to see Jack, and on the way out, she runs into Phyllis, and Ravi's there, and basically she's just explaining that something's wrong with the site. The product didn't fit the right way. She went to return it, and then there was no record of her buying it when she called into the company. And so what Ravi discovers is that there's a mirror site. It's off by, like, a letter. And then between Ravi, and then they pull JT into this, and they all discover that it's actually someone under the name of... I think Alexandra West. Let me double check that in my notes. But yeah, they say that basically it's there's another person out there who's basically scamming the system, and set up this site and basically said that, yeah, like, they set it up to look exactly like the regular website. And people are going there buying clothing, and it's not Chelsea 2.0 at all. It's not Jabot. It's just some other random website. And so the money is going to someone. So as this is happening, we get to Chelsea. we see her. So Nick finds all this money and he thinks that, you know, it's Adam's. That's his guess. Did anyone else realize right off the bat that it could have been Chelsea's money instantly? That it was not Adam's and that, yeah, definitely Chelsea's, and she's definitely up to something that is not good at all. That was my gut reaction, and I think that's what we discovered. They didn't come out and say that yet, but basically what they showed is that Chelsea has this money, and she goes to Adam's. See, this is what I was trying to figure out, if it was like a grave site or – because it kind of looked like it was like a bunch of different boxes, maybe where you would put someone's urn is what my husband was thinking. But we weren't sure 100% where she was, just that where she was, there was this there was this plaque, and it looked like a box, looked like other people's names too. And Chelsea opens it and stuffs the money that Nick found in their apartment into this box, and then she closes it up and leaves. Alexandra West is the name that they found that she created this website. So right after they discover this name, they cut back to Chelsea. Chelsea is at the bank with this really weird looking wig and hat, and she basically goes to the bank with the purpose. Phyllis and everyone, they've told her, hey, there's this Alexandra West person who is selling your product on this other website. You should be careful. We're looking into it. So Chelsea goes to the bank. She ends up closing the account right before JT can figure out who it is, because he is now investigating this. And so as JT figures out where this bank is, the actual account is closed. JT runs to the bank drives to the bank. And then afterward, it's basically JT gets there demanding to see the footage. And I'm like, no teller, no bank associate is just going to let you see the footage without some kind of warrant or some kind of badge or something. And I just found it really odd that JT just ran in there and figured that someone was going to let him see that footage. What was he going to do? Why would they have legally been able to do that without some kind of warrant, like the bank teller said? Aaron says Alexandra West. Tubby Joe, the look on her face made you believe that it was her money. Yeah, that the whole thing was really shady. I was hoping that they would just bring Adam back in already. I think that's I hope that's what they're planning on doing. But Chelsea, there's something up with her still. Like, she's not beyond her criminal past. Collect Sanders Love, yeah, I feel like they set it up to make it a surprise, but when Chelsea put the money in the mortuary, that's what it is, a mortuary, thank you. I was like, wow, did not see that one coming. See, I wasn't sure what was going to happen until they started showing that scene with Adam's name and everything at the mortuary, but I knew something funny was going on with that money, and I knew it wasn't Adam's. I knew it had to be Chelsea's in some aspect, because she seems to hide a lot. Candace Mack, Alexandra West equals Adam Wilson. Oh, interesting. I did not know that. Terrell Bellinger, now that Dina and Graham are gone, I think it's finally time for Jack and Ashley Abbott to make things shine for Jabot again. Yeah, that would be good, except for the fact that Ashley has gone to the Newman side. But then again, she could do a lot of trouble over there if Jack and Ashley reconcile. Clicks Anvers, I love how by the end of it all, it's back to Sharon the investigator again. Still better than Paul. Yeah, anyone's better than Paul, definitely. Aaron Brody says, I knew the money was Chelsea's. Caroline Spencer, I think she's putting money away for when the truth comes out about Christian's paternity. That definitely could be true, too. And maybe Chelsea's goal was to hide it at the house where she thought Nick wouldn't find it. So when she realized that obviously Nick was going to find stuff, it was time to go to another hiding spot, which, hey, perfect. Let's go to the mortuary. Perfect. No one will ever think to look there. Okay, so with the time that we have left, I just want to touch on Kane and Lily. There wasn't a lot of drama there, which is good. I mean, it was, okay, fine. It was drama, but it was good drama because it was, after everything that's happened between Kane and Lily, I don't think I could emotionally stand to take any more bad between them. And yeah, there's enough with the baby. But I think that that was the sweetest scene that I think this week with Kane and Lily was the sweetest that I've seen between them. So Lily, at the start of the Kane and Lily saga of the Restless Rap Week, it was Lily basically, Lily got stuck babysitting Sam again. Because the babysitter wasn't available and Kane had a last minute work meeting. So Kane leaves. He goes to his meeting. I guess the guy was late that was going to meet him. So he's just sitting there watching on his iPad. I guess he has a camera hooked up to that main living space. So he's watching Lily with the baby. Now, my first gut reaction was I was a little creeped out that Kane was watching Lily without her realizing it. But I mean, Lily had to have known the camera was there. Kane probably didn't just sneak a camera into the room, number one. But then number two, the nice part about it was that Kane saw Lily was really upset dealing with the baby. So Kane drops everything at the meeting and he races home, which it was incredibly amazing of him to do. And then when he gets back to the house, he tells Lily what he saw. So, all right, number one, it's not... Lily probably knew the camera was there, so it's not that creepy. But then number two, Kane told her instantly what he had done watching her, and he obviously wasn't doing it for the wrong reasons. He was just doing it because he wanted to check up on his baby. And so he comes back, he admits that he saw that Lily was upset, and he tells her, let's go on a date. And it was just this really sweet, like, rendition of... It was this sweet set of scenes with Lily and Kane. They went to the movies. Kane brought in these paintings to make her feel like she was in Paris again, to make them feel like they were in Paris, which apparently was something Lily had done before. Kane served her French food with, he had on an apron, and then he gave her a massage, like all these really sweet things. This couple has been through so much that I was so excited to see them this happy going through these dates and experiencing these romantic moments together. They deserve it after everything. Candace Mack. And if Missy is leaving next month, I'm so hoping we see Adam to give Chatham fans a nice payoff. Even if it's Adam for 5 minutes, I definitely want to see Adam, 100%. JS Dog Fan, I'm sorry, but I'm a bit bored with Kane and Lily. I know people like them, but they are just not my favorite characters. And that's fair enough. You know, there isn't that much drama going on with them right now. I think for me personally, I just, after everything, I just want to see them happy for a couple minutes because we all know something's bound to happen. But right now I'm happy with the, you know, nothing bad. Clicks Amber's Love says, Kane and Lily, man, I don't find it particularly believable. I'm sorry if my husband cheated on me, had a baby with another woman, came back to me, asked me to raise his baby, and, yeah. No, I mean, in real life, if anyone did to me what Kane did to Lily, I would never forgive them ever, and they would not be back in my life. Obviously, I think most people can agree with that, but in this case, because it's a soap, I guess we're willing to let it slide. Plus, the character, Kane, I mean, yeah, he seems like he's learned his lesson for now. We'll see what happens in the future. Candace Mack, I might be the only one enjoying how they are doing the Kane-Lily stuff. I like how Lily is trying to keep her feelings locked down while trying to work it out and be like a family, but it's hurting her. Yeah, and I think that for me, the fact that Lily is hurt by this baby is enough to keep the tension so that even though we have all the good moments with them, that tension is still there because of the baby. Clicks Amber's Love, to remarry Kane, I'd be like, oh, what? Are you serious? Not a chance. Yeah, in real life, no. Never. But then again, I've heard that Kane has done things before all of this, too, that have just been completely, you know, ridiculous. So, yeah, I don't know if I were Lily in real life. Oh, no. No. But then again, it's, you know, the way that they angle it on the soap, it's a little different, I guess. But no, real life, no. Candace Mack, Lily is half doing this because she doesn't want to break up her family. And that's true, too. But it does seem like she does still love Kane. Terrell Bellinger, I'd rather see a storyline in which Maddie gets pregnant with Reed's child than the whole mess between their individual families. I miss the days when soaps were known to be socially relevant. That would be interesting. We haven't seen much of Maddie in general, at least this last week. We haven't seen too much of Reed. I know he was around bonding with JT, but Reed actually was starting to annoy me because he was coming off very bratty and spoiled and kind of selfish. So I want to see Reed change, too. I want to see some character development with him. I know he's only 16, 17, but still. Candace Mack, remember how Neil reacted to Drew and Malcolm? I think Lily is trying to be a bigger person, but size. Alexandra Love, Lily is going to have a mental breakdown. I'm calling it now. Interesting. Aaron, Lily is a stronger person than I am. It wouldn't be me raising someone else's baby. Yeah, definitely. Candace Mack, that's the best part of the storyline is how would you react to raising another lady's or man's child with your spouse? JS Dog Fan, hey Rachel, I agree. Reed was beginning to be annoying. Yeah, and I hope that maybe spending time at the ranch would help Reed change, but when I saw him talking to JT, he didn't seem that different. He kind of still was coming off. Yeah. So, all right, let's get to our law moment for this week. There it is. So, for me, the funniest moment, I wouldn't even know that I laughed out loud that much, but it was more awkward. It was when Mariah, before she patched things up with Noah, when she's sitting in the restaurant with Hillary, and she's kind of awkward that they're in the restaurant that Noah manages, and all of a sudden Noah kind of walks out, and Mariah's like... And then Noah actually comes over because he thinks that she's signaling him over because she wants something. It was, yeah, to me that was funny. All right, let's check in and see if we have any other comments for this week. Candace Mack, I think this definitely goes back to Kane and Lily. Would you set aside your feelings in order to keep your family together? And that ultimately is the question. Because sometimes, obviously, I think we can all agree that couples staying together for the family isn't always the best thing because it's, you know, the two people can't make an arrangement where it's going to be healthy between the couple. But then sometimes it is the right thing. So in this case with Kane and Lily, the way that they've handled it, the way that the actor who's playing Kane is now portraying the character, I see so much love in his eyes when he looks at Lily that it's hard for me to not want them together at this point. Clicks Amber's love. Getting to be that time, so I'll say it now. Had a great time this week. Can't wait to talk to you all next Sunday. Love you, AfterBuzz fam. Fingers crossed for Tessariah this week. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining. We are getting to that time. There's one more comment I'm going to read. Terrell Bellinger, I've always thought about that Billy was annoying when he was, aged as a teenager nearly two decades ago. Yeah. So, on that comment, thank you all for joining this week on Super Bowl Sunday of all times. You're here with me, which is amazing. My co-hosts, you made this show wonderful and have made this show, everything that it can be. My name is Rachel Goodman. You can find me on Instagram or Twitter at Rach Goodman or on Facebook at Rachel Ann Goodman. Also, be sure to go over to Facebook and like the Facebook page at Restless Rap. That's where I always post the links to the show, and that's where we can talk about YNR during the week. So, that being said, thank you guys again so much for joining, and I will see you next week at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.